They stand as a role model for Muslim women. They stand as a role model for Muslim women to follow and seek guidance from. To follow and seek guidance from the pious women of Islam. The pious women of Islam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel We welcome you once again in our brand new episode of our program, of a series, of a silsila called The Pious Women of Islam. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, today we bring another personality before you. We will be talking about such a personality today who again holds an immensely esteemed rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is that personality who was dearly loved by Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And she herself also had immense love for Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. She is that personality who bore a lot of difficulties just for the pleasure of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. She is that individual who sacrificed all her life for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And at a lot of occasions, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam also praised her immensely. Who was this individual? Who was this personality? We will come to know about this after listening to this virtue of reciting Durood-e-Pak. There are many benefits and blessings of reciting Durood-e-Pak, sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. According to one hadith mubarakah, it has been stated that the one who recites Durood upon me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 blessings, 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, which personality is it that we will be discussing today? Which individual, which pious woman of the past is it that we will be discussing today? It is none other than the coolness of the eyes of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the beloved daughter of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Sayyida Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Insha'Allah, today we will be briefly going through her biography, her seerah, what events took place surrounding her, who was she married to, and the events of when she passed away, and what Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said in praise of her, and how much Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam loved her. Please stay with us until the end of today's episode. Insha'Allah azza wa jal, you will learn a lot of knowledge in regards to Sayyida Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha is among those blessed personalities who hold an acclaimed and distinguished rank in the history of Islam. She radiyallahu ta'ala anha holds the honor and privilege of being the first and the eldest daughter of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Her mother was the beloved wife of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she is the one who has done immense favors in the history of Islam. So Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha was the daughter of Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. The day when Sayyida Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha passed away, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was extremely sad, extremely grieved, and he said that Zainab is my best daughter who was made to suffer and tested in my love. This is what Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said in her praise, that she is my best daughter and she was made to suffer and she was made, she was tested in my love. And Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, she gave birth to a boy called Ali and a girl called Umama. When Makkah was conquered, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the son of Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, he was mounted upon the camel with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And according to one opinion, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the son of Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, he embraced martyrdom in the battle of Yarmouk. Hazrat Abu al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu also passed away soon after passing away of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. Before him passing away, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave his daughter Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umama radiallahu ta'ala anha in the custody of Hazrat Sayyidina Zubair bin Al-Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was his cousin, who was the cousin of Abu al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umama radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was the first granddaughter of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam loved Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umama radiallahu ta'ala anha immensely. It's narrated in Muslim Sharif. She radiallahu ta'ala anha is that granddaughter that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would offer salah whilst keeping her in his blessed lap. When she radiallahu ta'ala anha would be on the shoulders of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and when Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam would bow down in ruku', then he alayhi salatu wa sallam would take her down. It is also narrated that once he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated that the most beloved to me amongst my Ahle Bayt is Umama radiallahu ta'ala anha. Once he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam received a ring from Najashi. It had an Ethiopian gemstone in it. And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave it to Sayyida Umama radiallahu ta'ala anha. And it's narrated that once someone gifted a gold necklace to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. All Ummahatul Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anhun, all the blessed wives of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they were gathered in one house. And Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umama radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was playing with clay at that time, with sand and clay. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that I will give this beautiful necklace to the one I love the most. When Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said this, then all the Ummahat al-Mu'mineen, the mothers of believers, the blessed wives radiallahu ta'ala anhun, thought that this will be given to Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. But Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave it to Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umama radiallahu ta'ala anha. This is how much Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam loved Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umama radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam loving Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umama radiallahu ta'ala anha also reflected how much he loved Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, because Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umama radiallahu ta'ala anha was the daughter of Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. And a person loves the child of his beloved son immensely. This is a sign of loving your offspring. So all these signs of love towards Sayyidatuna Umama radiallahu ta'ala anha also reflected the love he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had for Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. So my dear Swami brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, the place, the special place that Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had for Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha in his heart was beyond our imagination. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had immense love for Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha was their daughter, was that sahabiya, was that female companion who along with her mother, Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, was the first one to embrace Islam. She radiallahu ta'ala anha spent all her life for the pleasure of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Swami brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, what can we say about the dignity of Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, in whose grave Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself came? What can we say about the dignity of Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, whose funeral salah was led by none other than Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? And what can we say about the dignity of Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, for whom Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentioned the words of praise not at one occasion, but at various occasions. So my dear Sami brothers, today we briefly covered the seerah and biography of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha and the events that occurred around her time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest of blessings and mercies upon the blessed shrine of Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all without accountability for her sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. InshaAllah azza wa jal, next week we will come again with another blessed individual, with another blessed personality, where we will discuss the seerah of another pious woman of Islam. Until then, keep watching Madani channel and keep spreading the message to others for watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
They stand as a role model for Muslim women. They stand as a role model for Muslim women. To follow and seek guidance from, to follow and seek guidance from the pious women of Islam, the pious women of Islam.